This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 111. This is the Underworld Blood Wars from 2016. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, we made it to the final movie, thank God, of the Underworld franchise. How long has it been since you've seen Blood Wars?
5 years, since 2016. I saw it at the end. If this came out at the end of 2016, I remember, because I reviewed it when I started my old podcast that we started in January of 2017. So I know it was the end of the year release. That's the last time I watched it. I never owned it until I bought this stupid box set with all these Underworld movies. So first time in 5 years.
Yeah, you know, for me, it's the first time ever watching this movie. This is the only one in the entire franchise I have not seen. But again, we're going to get right into our reviews towards the ending of this review, which is going to be actually pretty cool because we have box office numbers. We're going to go right into Rotten Tomatoes and then into the actual movie review. So with that said, let's get right into these numbers in from the box office. So here we go. Underworld Blood Wars from 2016. Domestic, $30 million. International, $50 million for a worldwide total of $81 million on a budget of $35 million. Opening night, $13 million. But my question to you is the fatigue already starting to kick in terms of the Underworld films?
Yes. I'm going to say yes. Look, the fact of the matter is, I think even the studio was fatigued with this because if you guys remember last episode, two episodes ago when we did the last Underworld Awakening, that movie had twice the budget of this movie and made almost twice as much. But the fourth movie was the highest grossing, and on the last movie, they still cut the budget in half. So I think even the studio was like, I think the well is running dry a little bit with this franchise.
I agree with you. Even watching the movie, not going to get into the review, but even watching the movie, I was like, I don't think they should have made this movie. I think they should have just ended it with the Awakening. But again, if you guys want to catch that episode, that was episode 109 of the podcast. But all right, so let's get right into the critics and the audience and see what they have to say from the Rotten Tomatoes scores.
Well, it's not pretty. And this continues the trend where the critics have it much lower than the audience, but this time the audience is also pretty low. So the critic score for from Rotten Tomatoes for Underworld Blood Wars is 21%. Very low. Not good. Not that the other ones were so good, but not good. The audience score, though, which is normally higher, is only 49%. So we've reached the point where they are now both under 50%.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't know where we're going to stack up against the Rotten Tomatoes scores. Are we going to go with the critic side or are we going to go with the audience side? But look, with that said, here on this show, we're going to throw all those numbers out and we're going to give you guys our scores and our movie reviews, in-depth review, because we're going to break them down into categories. But with that said, let's start it off with Celine. Kate Beckinsale is back as Celine in the lead character role. Neat.
Okay, so full disclosure, I didn't like this movie the first time I saw it, which is why I never rewatched it. I honestly sat down, I watched this today, right before we started recording, and I really tried, because I knew I didn't like it. So I really tried to watch it to look for things that I could talk positive about, because anyone could just sit here and trash a movie, right? I didn't find a lot, but I'll try my best. So Celine, again, not good? Not good. I mean, I don't think she's been interesting since the second movie. And even then, she was only, to me, moderately interesting. I remember you liked her better even in the first movie. I don't think she ever came close to that for you. For me, she definitely didn't come close. At this point, she's not even a character so much as she's just what like everyone in the movie is trying to go get. So the movie, that it's called Blood Wars because pretty much everyone's just trying to get blood from characters. They're either trying to get her blood or they're trying to get her daughter's blood. And it's really weird, even though there is a plot, not a twist, but a plot point. No one's looking for Michael anymore, even though he was the first hybrid from the, they made such a big deal about him in the first two movies. At this point, they just forgot about him, right? At this point, she's just someone that they're trying to like get to. Now, I will say, I did like one thing with her. I did like the whole, that coven trying to bring her back, like acting like they wanted to bring her back to train the new people. And if that didn't turn out to be a ruse and it was kind of a genuine move, I might have scored her higher because I thought that could have been a cool, like a throwback to the first movie, right? Like she's super powerful. She's super beast at killing. Let's have her train these new people And but no, of course, it lasts about 5 seconds and had a terrible action scene. I only gave her a 2. I really, she's not a character anymore. She doesn't really do anything. She's just there.
I agree with you. I gave Selena 2, and I don't understand how a character could get worse by the 5th movie. Like, honestly, right. We're in the 5th installment of this movie, and granted, she's not in the Rise of the Vikings, but let's say 4, right? 4 out of the 5. Her character just got worse. Now, I'm not... Kate Beckinsale, again, I never seen her as another... besides Van Helsing, which she's another vampire or whatever, slayer or whatever. And then Celine. Other than that, I never seen her in another role. So I never seen her remake? I've seen that one, so I don't even remember it. Most likely we'll tackle it here or even on the live
show. She's like the Sharon Stone character.
Yeah. So like for me, like I can't go, you know, she's this greatest actress. But from these movies, she's not good. The character I feel like is super weak. I agree with you. How can you write off, and I'm not saying write off, but I mean, like, how can you just lessen the character that made the franchise more popular? I never seen that before. Like, even watching this, I'd never seen that before. And you get to see it in this movie. She is such a non-main character in this that they're making her daughter the most main character in this film because they want to get her blood because she's now the most powerful one in the entire vampire race and wolf likings, which is weird, right? Like,
correct me if I'm wrong. Even David has like more of an arc in this movie than Celine does.
David does have more of an arc, which is, I will talk about David's arc more in the storyline.
The story, yeah.
Because he has one.
She doesn't.
Exactly. Nothing came into fruition tying together with Michael. No, nothing. It was just we're on the hunt for Celine and they're trying to kill her, whether it's the vampires or the Vikings. To be honest with you, I did not like her character. I gave her a 2. Now, let's get into main villain. Now, this is where I'm a little confused because there's multiple villains in this movie. So I'm going to let everyone you take the helm. Yeah, so main villain, Nate. So
pretty much everyone else, not everyone else, but a lot of other people in this movie are the villains. This reminds me of, remember part one where there's like 9 different villains? This is kind of the same. I think we should score both. I think we should score the main Lycan villain, which is this, what is it, Marius or something like that.
Yeah.
And we should score the girl. I forgot her name and I just watched the movie. The girl vampire who hates Celine. Okay, her. Very, very, very attractive. I liked her. I liked looking at her when she was on screen. I actually thought she was okay as a villain. I did. I thought she was okay. Not great, but okay. A vampire who is holding a grudge against Celine from killing Victor back in the first movie. I love a good, you know, bring it back, do a little tie-in. I'm cool with that. And she was, you know, I liked her better than the werewolf. He was weak. He's not in it much. And then he shows up, you know, as far as like werewolf leaders that we've gotten in this movie, only Lucien was awesome. Yeah. Everyone else is not good. And he continues a trend. He looks horrible. He's like, when he turns into a werewolf, he still kind of looks like a man. But if you notice, they filmed that fight out in the mountains and it's so dark. That way you can't really see how bad the CGI looks. I didn't like him. I didn't like him. I liked the girl okay. But again, I think even in tandem, just not good. Like, not memorable. I gave them a 2. I combined a 2. I don't know. The fact that I can't even remember that girl's name and I watched this movie an hour ago, it tells you something.
Well, I just pulled up the name. So it's Marius. What's her name? Marius. Uh-huh. That's him. Wolf. And then her name is Samira.
Samira. That's right. Yeah, Samira. She was okay. It was just her. Maybe a 3. But because he brings her down, a 2.
All right. So I'm going to be honest. I gave him a 1. I'm not even going to lie. I don't like him. And it's hard for movies like this. Like, I'm a dude that I don't like watching movies that have the same premise, the same things over and over. I hate watching the same things over. And this is why I'm very, like, not hate, but I'm very against reboots. Because they never give me something new. And there's one, a diamond in the rough, where you see a reboot that's really good and very original, right? This one, we didn't get nothing new. We got another liking that turns into a wolf. That's looking for Celine's daughter's blood, right? And there's nothing, to be honest with you, I think Lucien was a better character because he was the first one that we get to see on screen, has a better storyline, got his own spin-off movie. Now, if you really look at it, like Lucien versus this Marcus dude.
Marius.
Yeah, Marius. Yeah. They're kind of the same dudes. That's it. That's pretty
Except
much the
way
same.
Less cool.
Yeah, way less cool. And then you have Samira. She's attractive. She's good. Other than that, well, what other thing could she throw to this table where we did not even see? Victor did the same thing. The Marcus, the one with the wings, came out. He did the same thing. Like, there was nothing new to her. She drank Celine's blood. She got stronger and got killed in 2 seconds. And did not help. It did not even help her. Like, what was the point of drinking the blood? You could walk in the sun and you just got killed in 2 seconds. Right. I didn't like it. I'm going to be honest with you. I gave a 1 across the board. Yeah, it's a 1 for me. But all right, let's get to action scenes.
Again, I'm trying to be positive, Nate, here. So take everything I say with a grain of salt. As said, I'm still not giving many high scores. But anyway, okay, action. Again, I said, all right, you know what? This movie sucks. Let me try to find something good. And even the action is not that good in this movie. This is, for me, the worst action of the 5 movies. I think, you know, Part 4, I had a lot of issues with this. I think the story in Part 4 is god-awful, like really terrible. But the action scenes at least were good, and there was a lot of them. You know what I mean? You know what this movie has? Way too much talking. The first movie, when we reviewed the first movie, I said that one had a lot of talking, and it did. But it was also like 2 hours and change. This movie's only 90 minutes, and it's like 50, 60 minutes of talking, honestly. There's so much plot, and we'll save that for story, but it hurts the action when there's not a lot. I kind of liked the last big scene in the coven, when they're in the building, in the house. I thought some of that stuff was okay. I thought visually it was a cool location for like a big fight, because it was big, but it was small, if that makes sense. Like, it was pretty close quarters. Everybody was in there fighting. And I liked the guns, like when they shoot out the windows and then they, that was fun. I give credit where it's due. I hated the fight in the mountains with her and the vampire that looks like terrible CGI. Awful. It's too dark. The lighting is terrible. You could see her fine. You can't see him that good because the CGI is bad. And again, like you mentioned, this had a $30 million budget. So it's not like they had a ton of money to do CGI. They should have just did some practical, honestly, practical effects and do the, you know, cutting around that. But I digressed. There was one other action scene I thought was okay. I thought the first one was okay. And they're like under the bridge when they go and find her, whatever. It's short, but it was pretty cool. But there's not a lot. There's not a lot here, man. The training scene is horrible. Why can they walk on the walls? That is not a power that any vampire has ever done. And all of a sudden they're in the cage and they're like walking on the side of the walls. And I'm like, how are they walking? What are they, Spider-Man now? They can just walk on the wall? I get it if you run up and jump off, but they're just walking on it. I hated it. With all that said, I gave the action 2.5. A 2.5 is not great, but I like the last battle, I guess. It was okay.
I think I'm going to be evil Nate today. I'm going to be honest with you, man. Action scenes are a mess in this movie. A mess. And I'm a sucker for all this stuff, but this is such a heavy, heavy, heavy CGI film. Where to me, it started to become comical. Like, I was just like, oh my God. And it's especially when the scene at the end, when they're in, like you said, in the coven, is the vampires versus the wolves. That is such a heavy CGI scene that certain things that were happening on screen look so outrageous. Like, I was just like, this is not even fun anymore. Like, I was like, this, you know, when you play a video game and you just want to hit the X button to skip the scene to go into the game footage?
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to just hit the X button so we could get to
the cutscene.
Cut the cutscene. Yeah. Like, it wasn't cool. Celine using her super speed, I liked that. I think that was the best scene in the movie when she has the white hair and she cuts everyone's throats, which I was like, oh, okay, she has now new powers when she came out of the
cocoon. Why didn't she just use that all the time? She could have just killed everybody right away if she could really do that.
Yeah, I thought that was weird. I don't know. I felt like the beginning scene with the bridge was just overly done. They shot her with all these strings and then all of a sudden she could whip them all in 2 seconds. I was like, I don't get it, but it is what it is. Honestly, man, I was not into this action. Like, this action in this movie, to me, it was so lame. And I felt like it was so rushed. I felt like they didn't even plan this out right. It's like, okay, this is just throw vampires versus wolves. That's it. Let's just do it that way. But that said, look, I gave it a 2 for what it was. You had a lot of the vampires. You had a lot of the Vikings. I like vampires versus Vikings. But when you have all of them shooting guns that where is ultraviolet and the other ones have silver nitrate in the same room, I'm like, takes away the fun of fighting. Like, I like the slashing and the other one is
biting. I did like when they break into the Viking castle. That scene where Celine's fighting outside, I like the inside stuff with the white-haired girl. I like when David cuts the wolf in half when he jumps out the water. The CGI was bad, but the idea was cool.
Yeah. I mean, that was cool. Look, I gave it a 2. You gave it a 2.5. Sure. Storyline.
Yeah. Bad. Bad. The storyline's bad. So here's where I can no longer find anything. I tried. I watched a movie. I tried. I'm like, what's good? Come on. Come on, Nate. Come on, movie. What's good? Nothing. Nothing in the story is good. It's bad. They try. I will give them one credit, and that is that they try. This one seems like the most like the original movie in that, you know, it's a lot of stuff with the coven and kind of sneaking around. All that stuff happened in the first movie. Remember with Craven and the other blonde girl? And okay, cool. That's fine. The problem is that all these characters suck, except the only guy I kind of liked was David's dad, the guy who plays Tywin Lannister.
Charles
Dance. He was fine, but then they kill him because he's the most interesting one, right? He has this history with the other elder vampire, and they had the kid. I like all that. So there's like one thing, I guess, that was positive. I like David's story arc, that he's like the descendant of Amelia. I was cool with that. The problem is Theo James is a boring actor. I'm sure women like to look at him. He's a good-looking fellow. He's boring actor, not good. So I wish it was a more interesting actor that could play that character. Because like the reveal, like, wouldn't you think when he found that out, it would have been better if it was like more dramatic or intense? He was just kind of like, okay, I guess that's my mom, I guess. Wow, what an incredible moment for you, sir. So that was not good. And then again, Celine is just, what is she? She's not a character anymore. They couldn't bring back the daughter. Like the actress didn't want to play her no more or something. They couldn't bring back the last movie, and they couldn't, these people, the actors don't even want to be in it because they're like, this is horrible and dumb. Kate Beckinsale must have had something in her contract where she had to be in it because she looks bored most of the time. There's one scene where she cries. So that scene, I guess she looked like she was trying a little bit. But other than that, she doesn't try. I like the Viking vampires. I thought that was cool when they go to the northern, like, and they're all white. So there's like a dash of one or two things that are okay. And I still give the story a 1. I still hated it, but I'm trying to give some positives here.
This storyline sucks. Just straight up. There ain't no positive coming out of me. I think this was a crap, a waste of film storyline. One, the storyline has nothing to do with no more of this stupid war. It was just, they just made something up so they could just put on screen. Two, the most of all the characters that they developed in the first few movies got killed off, or they did not return, so it made no damn sense. David's story arc would have been 10 times better if it was in the Awakening movie. At least it would have helped that movie out. But no, they gave it to us in a movie that stunk. Then you got so many backstabbing from all over the place. I was like, how many? Like, it's like somebody in this screenwriting learned on how to freaking, it'll be a good idea if we have this guy betray this guy, and then this guy will betray that guy, and then at the end of the movie, this guy's gonna betray this guy. I was like, yo, how many betrayals is like a soap opera?
And then at the very end, he'll betray himself.
Yes.
Just turn against himself.
Yeah, so it's like, it's so stupid. That was one. Second, they killed off Michael. The guy drains him for all his blood, which I was like, how is this even possible? The guy was hard to find. This guy finds him, slices his throat, and starts drinking his blood, and he becomes this ultimate vampire liking crap. I was like, that is so stupid. Then the daughter comes at the end of the movie. I was like, well, go good whoopity-doo-dah. There we go. Okie dokie. The daughter comes out at the end, and it ends on a cliffhanger because it goes straight to black. And I was like, this movie stinks. The storyline stinks. The action is so flawed. Celine stinks. The villain is horrible. I mean, I don't know. Dude, I hope they don't make another one.
By the way, I doubt it. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they ever reboot it like they did with the Resident Evil, you know, even though there's no video game source material, but I wouldn't be surprised if like the premise of the first Underworld could be redone. But anyway, did you not think, was it just me? Maybe you didn't think of this. In the last movie, they make such a big deal about how the humans are killing all the vampires and killing all the werewolves. And the freaking werewolves live in the sewers. And you remember the vampires are living in the sewers? They're like living in the...
Yeah.
And now they're just back. Are they just... Did we forget that the humans had all these like massive technology and weapons, and these people are just living in their mansion? Like nothing happened. Nothing related to the last movie. They're just, okay, we just be free again, I guess.
Dude, it's weird. It's so inconsistent. Yeah. One movie, the whole city is like Raccoon City. Everybody has vampire powers. Everybody is a liking. Mm-hmm. Okay, this movie, we're back at Transylvania because they got like three castles. Everyone lives in a cave. I'm like, what happened? You're right. What happened to the environment of cities? Like, nothing happened. All of a sudden, everyone got unlimited UV bullets. Everyone got unlimited silver bullets.
Half of them could walk in the sun. Can't walk in the sun.
Yeah. Like, and I really hate this movie overall.
I knew when I went to see this in the theater, I knew I was going to be not liking it when right at the beginning, we have the 3-minute recap of what happened in the previous movies. As if we didn't just do this in the very last movie. In the beginning of Underworld Awakening, there's the flashback, right? Mm-hmm. I'm Celine. I killed Victor. They are looking for me. They want to kill me. Beginning of Underworld Blood Wars. I'm Celine. I killed Victor. They are looking for me. They want to kill me. It's the same. There's almost the same. I think it's the same recap. I wouldn't be surprised if they just used the same exact footage from the last movie in the beginning of this movie. It's like, how lazy can you be? We are not stupid. These movies are not so complex that we need a recap. I hated this in the Resident Evil films. I hated it in this movie. We do not need a recap of everything that happened, especially when the last movie was just like, it was only a couple years ago. It'd be one thing if the movie came out 20 years apart. It came out like 3 years apart. You know what I mean? But overall, it's not good. It's pretty bad. It has a weak storyline, the weakest action of all the movies, not good villains, not a good lead character. Very attractive people in this movie. So if you're watching for 90 minutes and you're like looking at the screen, even though your brain will be just completely turned off, at least everyone's nice to look at, you know? So that's a plus, I guess. They have guns. There's castles, like Alex said. There's a bald vampire. He's pretty cool. I'm just really grasping at straws here. I'm going to give it a 1.5. I'm not going to give it the 1 because I did give the, you know, if everything else was a 1, I'd have to go straight 1. But a 1.5. Generous.
Very generous. Look, overall, this movie sucks. And it's horrible acting. Kate Beckinsale stinks in this movie. Her character stinks. The main villains, 1 and 2, Dodo Bird, stink. Freaking the action is so not put together very well. The storyline stinks. I mean, they have like 8 plot lines and then twist churns every corner that you go and you start shaking your head. Why? Horrible. Again, it's not a good mixture for me. I gave it a 1. And they lucky there's no zeros because I would have given it a 0. So I gave it a 1 for sucks. Mm-hmm. Nate, what's your total points?
9. A 9 out of 25. Very low. Not very good. I remember hating it. And now I remember why. And believe me, people, I tried. I tried to watch this and be positive. And they made it impossible for me. It's like they made it impossible for me. Like, oh yeah, you want to like it? We're going to do everything as bad as possible to make you not like it. And it worked. 9 out of 25.
Yeah, you know what? I gave it a 7 because it's horrible. Yeah. I mean, Awakening was not fun, but I thought it was a more decent, more movie than this one.
Awakening is more fun. Yeah. It's just as stupid as far as the story.
Yeah,
they're equally stupid, but that one's more entertaining because at least there's a lot of gory action and it's really over the top. This was like not even over the top. It was just... It tried to be serious like the first movie, and it didn't work.
Yeah, it felt very flat on his face. All right, Nate, what you got?
All right, so that is... We are done with the Underworld series. I remember why I wasn't excited to buy this box set, and I knew I shouldn't have, but I did it anyway, and I'll probably be selling it because I don't plan to ever watch at least 2 of these ever again. But that wraps up the Underworld series. Our next movie... Or our next review will be continuing in our wrapping up our Arnold Schwarzenegger month with an 80s Arnold movie, a little movie called Commando, first time watch for me. And then next week, we'll be starting our final franchise of 2021, 4 weeks in December. And we got 4 movie franchise, and that is Jason Statham in the Transporter franchise. So been a minute since I've seen him, but I do say I'm a fan. From what I remember, I like him. So we'll see how that goes. But that's what we got coming up.
Yeah, I only seen the first movie. I never seen the rest. So that's going to be actually a pretty fun watch. Yeah. In terms of that franchise. All right, if you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys podcast, please head over to youtube.com/levelsofgeeks. You can check out our old episodes there. Or if you guys want to check out all the latest and new podcasts coming out, you just head over to iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn Radio. Listen to the podcast on the go on all those platforms. Other than that, or you can follow us also on Levels of Geeks on Twitter. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nate Flix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.